I am not a priority, right? So every time you say, I just don't have the time. No, don't say that, because the truth is you're just not a priority. Your health is not a priority, right? Your mindset, your energy, your confidence is not a priority.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey. Gentlemen, today, we're going to be talking about how I hear this quote all the time. My busy schedule makes it hard for me to stay consistent. And I really do hear this all the time. And I'm going to be honest, gentlemen, it's not a lack for you of like motivation or energy or anything like that. It's honestly just perspective, because a lot of you put yourself last. A lot of you put yourself last, right? Work comes first. Your friends come first. Your family comes first, right? All these jobs, activities, things that you have to do, your whole to-do list, if you really break it down, it's all about work and doing this and going down the to-do list. And I guarantee there's nothing for you on there. There's nothing on there for you to work on your body, work on your mindset, work on your consistency, your health, your energy. Right? And that's a problem. That is why you struggle, gentlemen. Don't tell me work is too busy, you have too many things going on. You might as well just say, I am not a priority in my life right now. I am not a priority, right? So every time you say, I just don't have the time. No, don't say that, because the truth is, you're just not a priority. Your health is not a priority, right? Your mindset, your energy, your confidence is not a priority. But then you go out on the weekends and you wear these outfits and you don't feel confident in your body. Spring, summer rolls around, you want to take off your shirt, gentlemen, but you don't want to show the big belly, the man boobs, and the pounds you've been packing on the past couple years. And then you're like, shit, you know, I should have worked out the past 3 months. Like, crap, you know, I should have really been focusing on myself. Then Monday rolls around and you do the same exact thing. You procrastinate, you put off your health goals, and then it comes back to bite you in the butt. Not with just self-confidence reasons, but then you visit the doctor and he puts you on the pills. He puts you on the prescriptions. He puts you on the medications. He schedules that surgery because you're not freaking working on yourself. I want to say, gentlemen, the perspective that I want to make for you is hopefully you're an organized man, right? Because I know a lot of you, you're busy, you have a lot of things going on. Hopefully you're at least organized and structured in some way. Okay, that's great. What I want you to do, I want your commitment that on your to-do list, on your organization list, on your Google Calendar, somewhere in there, moving forward, you put yourself in there. Somewhere in there could be, you know, hopefully it's first. Hopefully it's like first thing in the morning, focus on you. All right, but somewhere in there, there has to be time for yourself, whether it's just starting with going on a walk. Right? Whether it's just reading 5 pages of that book, whether it's just doing 4 minutes of that meditation, maybe you do a 20-minute workout every Tuesday and Thursday. Make some sort of priority for yourself, because right now, gentlemen, you are just inconsistent, so sporadic on your fitness journey. You're good 1 month and then you're off track. You're good 1 month and then you're off track. And it's this endless roller coaster that you're always on. Put yourself first, and everything else will fall in place. And gentlemen, just hear me out right here. I know for you, right, you put yourself last because you want to take care of other things in your life. Your career is extremely important to you. So you'd rather go all in on your career. I get it, right? Your family, your relationships, they are more important to you. I get it, right? Because you are a caregiver, you're selfless, you want to help other people. I get that. So you want to put them first. But I'm sorry, gentlemen, you are wrong putting them first and not focusing on yourself. Because I promise you, if you focus on yourself first and make yourself a priority, you're going to be that man that people actually want in their life. You're going to be that man that provides so much value for your workspace, for your family, for your career. But you can't do that if you're overweight and you're low on energy and you're low on motivation
and you're always tired. What are you bringing to the table if you put yourself last and you're out of shape? Not much. So if you want to level up your career, your relationships, family life, just your status, you got to put yourself number one. Like, I love all my clients, and we have a full team that takes care of our clients. We have almost 100 clients now. I'm still number one. I have to make myself number one in order to take care of all of them. A lot of people think of it differently. I work with a lot of high performers in work, and like, Danny, I have so many customers. I have so many phone calls. I have so many deals. I have to focus on them. I'm like, no, focus on you. You are number one. You are number one first. That way, you can better help all these people around you instead of being overweight, low on energy, stressed all the time. If you want to love, you have to put yourself first. Don't get it twisted. Don't jumble my words and be like, all right, well, I could take care of this, this, and this, and then maybe focus on myself when I have time. No, carve time out of your day to focus on you, non-freaking negotiable, and it will change your life for the better. So I want you to commit. If you're watching right now live, if you're watching on the replay, if you're listening to the podcast, what I want you to do, say out loud, I commit. Just say it out loud. I don't care if you're in the car, in the workplace, I don't care. Commit to it, say I commit, and it will change your life. Some of you, you don't have yourself at all in your to-do list. A lot of you are last in your daily schedule, and that's why you never get to it, because you're not making yourself a priority, but that's why you're low on energy, you're out of shape, and you're struggling. Put yourself first. Everything will change for the better. And gentlemen, that is it. Take action. All right. You could be listening to me and you're like, ah, screw this guy. I don't want to listen. All right. Have fun staying stuck this year, next year, the rest of your life. But if you're like, all right, you know, this guy is kind of making sense. Like, I should do something about this. Run with it. Make a commitment, because I know you're going to send me a message in 30, 60, 90 days. And you're like, Danny, thank God I tuned into that podcast because I took action. I took that leap of faith. I took that chance. I'm 20 pounds down. I have more energy. I feel good. I just got a promotion and I'm loving myself. That is true change. That's what I want to happen. I know it could happen to you. All right, gentlemen. So that is it. Much love. Make sure you are implementing, and I will talk to you on the other side. The grass is greener on the other side once you start prioritizing yourself. So that is it. Gentlemen, I love you. I appreciate you. Have the best day of your life, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace. Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.